when it comes to you. What you ought to do is follow for now. Tell what the people say. Make a miracle. Keep up the lyrical. Black is back. All in. We're going to win. Check it out.
Yeah, y'all. Come on.
Here we go again.
Turn it up.
On the rope, cause the beats and the lines are so dope. Listen for lessons of playing inside music that the critics are blasting before. They'll never care for the brothers and sisters right across the country has a soap for the war. We got to get them straight.
Come on
now, they're gonna have to wait
till we get it right.
Radio stations are questioning their blackness, they call us a black, but we'll see you real later.
Turn it up! Bring the noise!
No applause tonight, because it's been 3 weeks, maybe even four, and no Mike Santori. Where did he go? What happened to Mike Santori? Well, we don't know, and apparently doesn't care. So tonight, we want to listen to some Aerosmith. Because we're going to listen to some Aerosmith tonight. So that's what this show is, and that's what this show is going to be. Aerosmith. So let's start off with some Aerosmith tonight. Uncle Salty, right here on Facing Tuesday. Here we go. are back here on Facing Tuesday, the night that Santori didn't show up. And I'll tell you the truth, this might be the last and final show because I'm really not in the mood to deal with this anymore. But we can still listen to music. Tonight's an Aerosmith night. But that doesn't mean it has to be an Aerosmith night only. Because we do have six Name That Tune. So let's play number one right now. This is Name That Tune number one. I'm going to play it. And if you know it, shout it out right here on Facing Tuesday. Here we go. Name That Tune number one. That was Mississippi Queen. If you named that tune, congratulations for you. You're listening to Facing Tuesday. Mike Santori is gone, but that doesn't mean we can't listen to a whole lot of music, and it's all here for you. Yes, you. But right now,
what happened to Mike now?
I don't know. His phone is off, so we're just listening to music tonight. And that's just what it's going to be because I'm not rescheduling the show again.
Do you have Aerosmith music?
Yes.
Can we finally do the Aerosmith, just even if we just play all the songs and have it be done?
That's exactly what I'm going to do. So let's play another Aerosmith song, and we'll save the well-known ones for later. This is One Way Street by Aerosmith here on Facing Two.
Mm-hmm.
One Way Street by Aerosmith. There you go, Aerosmith night. So Santori's not here, but we got Jolene and me, Hollywood Tony P. This will be the last show until after the holiday season. We're going to take a holiday hiatus, but tonight we're going to go over our normal stuff and listen to music, because we got a whole bunch of Name That Tune. And yeah, so today is National Peanut Butter Fudge Day. Jolene, do you like National Peanut? Do you like peanut butter fudge?
See, normally I would say no, but for some reason today that sounds, because I like fudge. I'm a total fudge fan, like any kind of fudge. But peanut butter, I like peanut butter, but like for some reason, yeah, that sounds good. Maybe I only thought it sounds good because it's peanut butter fudge day. Tempted to try some peanut butter fudge now. It probably tastes delicious, actually. I'm a fan.
You're a fan of peanut butter fudge?
Sure. I try it. It just sounds good.
Well, it's chocolate peanut butter, so it shouldn't be that awful.
Yeah.
You know, chocolate and peanut butter is pretty good together. So, yeah, I don't think you can go wrong
fudge
with that.
I love fudge. Fudge is great. Just like, I just like, see, most of the times I like things that are just in plain form. Like, there's so many different options. Like, I like vanilla ice cream. Like, yeah, I like the flavors too. Like, caramel too, but like I like the flavors, but like sometimes it's just the basics are just good enough.
You like caramel, you mean?
Yes, I knew you were gonna say something about that. I always caramel. Whatever, you know what I mean.
I do, but is it the Caribbean or the Caribbean?
Caribbean.
It's not the Caribbean?
No, it's the Caribbean.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to know. Do you want to play? Let's see if you can play.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
So, we already heard. I know, but you're here. So
okay.
be
prepared
right
to like hear.
We got number two, number three, number four, number five, and number
three.
I'm gonna play a little, and this is Name That Tune, and we'll see if Jolene knows.
All right, play longer. All right, remember, you gotta play longer than you play for Santori. Santana.
All right, Santana. What is the name of the song?
Oh, play a little bit more.
Ladies and gents, turn up the sound system to the sound of Carlos Santana in the GMB product. Get away from the refugee.
Oh, mama. I know the song. I don't know the name of it. What is it?
All right. Well, for half a point, let's play it, and then we'll see if you're right. Let's play the song. We know it's Carlos
Santana.
Well,
it already said Santana. Yeah.
So let's take a listen. It's a good song, though.
It is.
But Carlos Santana is always gent.
Turn up the sound system to this.
What happened to him?
Carlos Santana.
I have absolutely no idea.
Get away from the refugee.
Oh, Maria, Maria.
There you go.
She reminds me of a West Side Story.
Growing up in Spanish Harlem. She living the life just like a movie star.
Maria.
She found the love in Easter Egg.
thinking of ways to make it better. Oh, yeah. In my mailbox, there's an eviction letter. Somebody just says, see you later.
Song?
Was it West Side Story?
No, it's Maria Maria.
Is it really? Because I thought that was way too obvious. I was like, it can't be Maria Maria.
You keep saying it. That's the name of the...
Yeah, that's why I thought it was too obvious. West Side Story was more subtle. It was very obvious. Alright, well, I should have went with my first instinct. Note to self, because that's what I was thinking the whole time. Maria, 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 Maria. I'm like, no, that's too obvious. Like, I should just went with whatever. I doubted myself. That's fine. I got a half a point.
You did get a half a point.
I got better than I thought I would. Thank you. So whose birthday is it going on? Oh.
No, no, it's not birthday time. Today is also National Absurdity Day. It's an absurd
what?
Day. Absurdity.
Absurdity. Okay. So what is that? Is like just absurdity? Like.
Yeah, it's an absurd
isn't
day.
Isn't that every day?
Every day is quite absurd.
Yeah, yes. Like every day is absurd. Like, I don't know why it's more absurd today. Today, actually, I have to say, today was a pretty particularly bad day for a lot of people. So I would say, like, not a bad day, but difficult. Not necessarily because nothing bad happened, but it was a difficult day. So, yeah, I could see it was more absurd today. That's interesting.
Well, on the absurdity day, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, more Aerosmith music. We'll find out whose birthday is. And what happened today on Facing Tuesday? We'll be right Yo. Back.
Follow Santana with the rest of the gang. Wide Clef, Jerry Wonder, Santana, GFB. Yo, Carlos, man, you making that guitar cry?
Get a half gallon bucket of thirst quenching soda pop. Go ahead, take a big gulp. And then feel the relief. If your thirst is too big for a big gulp, have a new half gallon Big Burp soft drink. Now only 59 cents at 7-Eleven. At 7-Eleven, the price of gas just went down.
Are you ready for some more wrestling talk? Join Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, headliner Joe Bates, and Rancho punk rocker Albert Salazar as they recap some of this week's shenanigans in the WWE. Fatal 4-Way Radio makes its triumphant return to the World Generation Podcast Network.
You've seen him on television. You've loved him for years. Now you can own his incredible collection, Mr. Ed's Top 40. You can hear the Huggable Horse sing John Denver.
Oh, thank God I'm a country boy, Wilbur.
Chicago.
25 or 6 to 4, Wilbur.
Act now, include Mr. Ed Goes Country.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be Wilbur.
That's 1-800-555-MR-ED today.
Thank you.
taking over. Yes, this is the last show until our holiday break, and we will be coming back sometime in January, probably, and we'll see what happens. You know, for those of you who don't know out there, we've had this discussion on the show before about me working at Amazon. Well, today, my last official day at Amazon, I got hit in the head with a package, and I never looked back. Much like Newton getting hit by the apple, my eyes were open and awakened. And I should have known that I wouldn't be working there anymore because I lost my vest that said Hollywood on it. Fortunately, I had a spare one.
You
but
did? I didn't know that.
Yes. Yes.
When
that, it was gone. Yesterday. It was gone. You see, it was gone. And thus is, and apparently they're still giving me options for VET, and they said that I got deducted for time off today. I'm like, I thought I quit.
They probably thought you just had a fit. Yeah.
I guess. I mean, whatever. I'm not going to be there tomorrow. But it is a Thanksgiving show as well. I mean, we got to think about, you know, this is our Thanksgiving show. You know, we're going to be enjoying our festivities and having pie and turkey.
And gravy.
You like your gravy.
Oh, I love my gravy, and I'm excited about stuffing because I only have stuffing at Thanksgiving. I don't have stuffing nearly enough in my life.
And the mashed potatoes are going
like
to be from scratch too. They're going to be actual.
And you can use your blender thing I got you.
Yes, I'm going to use my whirly doohickey thing, whatever it is. what's it called? The thing.
It's a hand blender, pretty much. It's called something else.
Emulsion blender. That's it.
Yes, there you go.
Emulsion blender. All right. So, we are talking about Aerosmith tonight. And now, Danielle, if I were to ask
you. I put on a concert.
Yes. So,
they put on a
if you had to
awesome
choose
song.
An Aerosmith song, let's see how good you
okay.
are. There are four more Aerosmith songs, and they're. I want you to pick what you think you want to hear from Aerosmith, and if I have it, I will play it.
I don't know if you're going to have the one. There's two songs that are coming to my mind that I love the most, but I don't see you picking them. But I know there's one that you would pick. Okay, what numbers? What number is the last?
No, it's not name that tune. It's just you tell me what Aerosmith song is that you want to hear.
Oh, just
and
tell
if I
you?
Have it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right. So I know the song that you're gonna have, Living on the Edge.
Living on the Edge. Let's see. Living on the Edge. No. And you know why?
Okay.
I don't, because Santori refused to let me choose any songs after their second album. Because he wanted every song when they were on cocaine. Yes. So there are no songs after their second album. So these songs are only from the first two albums. And trust me, there were songs that I wanted
song
to put.
I don't.
Well, name another.
All right, so the two that I really initially liked are Crying and Crazy. But I don't know if they're on the first two.
No, those are not on the first two albums.
Yeah, I don't know what's on the first two. Like, I thought it was like a range of their whole thing, not specific to two albums. They've had so much music.
He requested only.
All right, well,
when
then I can't play this game then. So just play it.
You can't play this game. All right.
No, because
so
I don't know
we
what's awesome. All right, well, tell me. Oh, all right. How about this? I have an idea. Hold on. My whole job in life is finding solutions to problems. All right. Here we go. Aerosmith. I'm going to fucking go on.
You're going to go on and find it.
I'm going to find this. I like I said, solutions are my thing. There we go. Songs, first and second album. Okay. Albums. The Age of Technology. All right. So, let's see. I'm going to probably have the same problem you had. Nothing's in order. First two albums.
I don't know why is it like it doesn't come up like that. Like, why didn't it just come in order?
Yeah,
like nobody
really
wants. And it happened with Queen because we saw
Oh, that's what you have to next time. Do discography. All right.
Discography.
So first. Yeah. All right. So the first one that was ever released was titled Aerosmith. It was released in 1973.
Yes.
Let's see what songs are on that one.
And that's one of the
Dream On. That one you probably have.
Dream On.
All right.
You want to hear that? Let's see if I have that. Do I have that song? I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, Dream On from Aerosmith. Enjoy the music. Be right back. from their first album, The Days of Wine and Cocaine. All right, so let's check out whose birthdays today. Anybody? Edwin Hubble, the guy who the Hubble telescope was named after, is his birthday today. He didn't invent the Hubble telescope, because Bobby Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, John F. Kennedy's brother, today is his birthday. Born in and Joe Biden's birthday. Also Joe Biden's birthday. And the other day, it was actually Mickey Mouse's birthday. And the funny story about that was we didn't know it was his birthday, and yet we watched a movie about
the movie of
the
his birth,
birth. Of, Mickey, of the birth of Mickey Mouse. So magic happens when you wish.
That was really random.
It is really random.
That was
so those are all
random.
The people born. That's it. Joe Biden. They can't find anybody else who matters or you would know.
Well, everyone matters, that we know.
Everyone matters, but nobody does because I can't find anybody. Sean Young, I don't know if you know her. She was in Dune, and she's an Ace Ventura Pet Detective. The girl, the Trinkle is Einhorn. Einhorn is a man. But other than that, not a real birthday day today. That's crazy,
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
All right. So you can choose number 2, number 4, number 5, and number 6. Number 6. This is Name That Tune. If you know it out there in Radio Land, shout it out. And don't forget, we're going to take a big hiatus until after the holiday season when Facing Tuesday will return. Let's see if Jolene can get number 6 on Name That Tune.
Keep going.
All right, we'll just let it go. Shout it out with the
note.
I have a picture.
I know this song.
Pinned to my wall. An image of you and of me. And we're laughing with love at it all.
I don't know the words.
Look,
I don't know
at our life now. Tattered and torn. We fuss and we fight and delight in the tears that we cry until dawn. Oh, hold me now. Oh, hold my heart. Stay with me. Let love in songs. Let love in songs. You say I'm a dreamer. We're two of a kind. Both of us searching for some perfect world.
So do you know the name of the song?
No, I don't know anything, but I know the song. Apparently, I know a lot of music. I cannot tell you, some songs, if it's a genre that I listen to a lot, I can pick it out real quick. But the songs, I don't know the names of half the songs. This is how it is.
This is the name of the song.
Hold me now.
There you go.
Let love in song, hold me down. Oh, warm my heart.
recorded by the Thompson Twins.
And yeah, I did.
There you go. Now you learned something. That's a good song, though.
No, it is.
No, Thompson it is.
Twins.
It's fun.
I would have never got that. No, I was just thinking Thompson Twins. Like, I would have never guessed that. Hold Me Now, like, yeah. But Thompson Twins, like, I don't, that's never rang a bell in my little brain. I shouldn't say little brain, but in my brain.
Your little itty bitty brain and your meat.
No, because I have a meaty brain. Very meaty.
You do. You have a very meaty brain to go with your 8 pounds of meaty head. But that's a different story for another time. And we're not talking about your meat head tonight. We're talking about the inevitable and upcoming hiatus that we're going to take. And, you know, it's okay. We're allowed to take
Because it's the holiday season. It's the holiday season. Everyone just, like, you know, we all need a break. Just have a break. Enjoy the season with your family, with your friends. Come back with new stories to tell. I mean, it's fine. The holiday hiatus.
Hi.
I mean, Thanksgiving's coming up. Thanksgiving. Then we got my birthday. Well, it's a part of my life celebration. No, but it's a part of my life celebration.
If you've ever known a woman, it's not just their birthday. It's their birthday week. It's their birthday, you know.
Well, my birthday's on a Wednesday. So it's going to, like... Wednesday. No,
it is. It's your birthday weekend. It's your birthday.
Well, I mean,
birthday month.
Because I love birthdays. Like, I love to make my birthday special for other people. So, like, you know, it's nice when I have a special birthday. I don't ever expect it, but, like, I just want to just have a nice day. I'm not really into the whole birthday weekend, birthday week. Yeah, and, like, you know, Honestly, I'm not that type of girl. Like, I've never been, like, some people celebrate the whole birthday month. Like, oh, it's my birthday month. I'm going to say, all right, I get that when you're young, hell yeah, celebrate your birthday month. But, like, I've never done that. Like, I just celebrate my birthdays. We have a full during the week. You celebrate it one day during the weekend or whatever. I've always just needed one day. I like it on my actual birthday because that's the actual day.
I don't know. What are you going to do on a Wednesday? All right. So
I don't know.
We're doing Aerosmith tonight. And
yes.
There are 3 more Aerosmiths left.
So on the list that I had, there was only 5. All right. All right. Hold
on. Check the second and maybe the third album.
No. Sorry. I'm fighting with my phone. Okay, so the second CD was released on March 1974, and it was Get Your Wings, and there were 3 songs on there. I'm going to say SOS. SOS?
No.
There's only 3 songs. Same Old Song and Dance?
Nope.
Train Keep a Rollin'?
No, but that's a good song. What about the third album?
You said, hold on. I thought you said it was only the first 2.
Well, I don't know if he counted that one.
All right, so Toys in the Attic is the third one.
Yes, that was included.
Oh,
yes, one of them.
Oh, yeah, so this is where, all right, Sweet Emotion.
Sweet Emotion, would I have that?
You would have.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sweet Emotion by Aerosmith from Toys in the Attic. Thank you. All right, that was Sweet Emotion, Aerosmith, off the Toys in the Attic album. And as you could probably guess, the last two songs we have are from that album as well. Plus, we have a few more Name That Tunes, which we're going to do one right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Name That Tune!
And then we'll let that take us into break,
one.
And then we'll come. We already did number one. So you'll have number two, number four,
two.
Or number five. Number two. All right.
Two.
So we'll let's see if you know
two,
this,
five,
if you're
four.
Out there. All right. Let's do number two.
Sorry.
Let's see if Jolene can get it. Sounds like a
that's
live song.
Yeah, that's definitely a live song. So you gotta have to play more.
Do you know it?
Oh, I know that song. No, I know
it. What is it?
Something for George.
This is a story about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue. Two young lovers with nothing better to do. Said sit around the house, get high and watch the two. And here's what happened when they decided to cut loose. They headed down to old El Paso.
Do you know it?
No. I know the song, but I don't know.
Joe shot a man while robbing his castle.
Here it comes.
Bobby Sue took the money and run. Yeah, yeah. Go on, take the money and run. Ooh,
ooh.
Take the money and run. All right,
see, I know
we're gonna
it.
Take a break. We're gonna take a break, and when we come
I
back,
I knew it, but I didn't know it.
And we're gonna talk about what happened today in history. And talk more about what's going on and all that other stuff. And we'll talk more about the hiatus. So we'll take a break and we'll be right back here on Facing Tuesday on the World Generation Podcast Network. Here we go.
Gave justice. He makes his living off of the people's taxes. Billy Joe, whoa, whoa, he's living the way. Bobby Sue caught up to him the very next. They got the money, hey, you know they got away. Headed down south and they're still running today. Singing, go on, take the money and run. Yeah, yeah, go on.
Rising from the depths of oblivion, materializing out of the ether, lost. Talk show that will ever be. Return to the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
You
want to
see something really scary? Something really scary? Something really scary? You want to see something really?
Buddy, where's the spatula?
Okay, kids, let's go.
There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny. Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents. And what better way to say I love you than with the gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City. I like their spatulas so much, I bought the company.
Spatula City, 7 locations. We're in the yellow pages under spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
Spatula City, we sell spatulas, and that's all.
Tuesday. We'll come back with a brand new season at the beginning of the year, but right now we're talking about Aerosmith. So, Jolene, you said you saw them in concert. When was that?
I saw them. It was like one of those. I went to a lot of. My first concert actually was like a Z100 concert. Z100 is a radio station in New York, New Jersey, and it was like, so they have a bunch of artists playing at a venue, so you go there and they play a set, they play three songs, and I saw Aerosmith. Actually, yeah, no, I went to a couple Ozfests. I went to, like, a lot of concerts, so I know, I don't know, I don't even know if that, no, I think that was Hendrix, the American Woman, me and my best friend, we, at the time, we, that's right, I think that was the first concert. It was at Madison Square Garden, or Met. That wasn't MetLife. It wasn't Madison Square Garden. It was MetLife, whatever. But we went there and we had tickets, and we wound up speaking to the front, so we actually got to see them, like, really. Jimi Hendrix, got to see them really close, and he was playing the American Woman song. I don't know how the hell we did it. We were just like, oh yeah, we left our tickets in our seats. It was just the two of us, and we got to, like, pass the front barrier, so we pretty much were at like the base seats. So, like, yeah, but I saw Aerosmith for sure, and it was probably, like I said, it was at one, I can't remember which one, I used to go to so many, but I miss going to concerts. Oh, it was such a good time. But that one was, Aerosmith was good. Like I said, the Jimi Hendrix from my first, what are my first? I don't think that one might have been my first. I wasn't so many. I have a horrible memory when it comes to dates and organization of dates. All I know is it happened. Just trust me on that. Because I have the memory. I saw Ozzy. That was at the Ozfest. I went to Ozfest. I went to a couple Ozfests. I went to a couple band work tours. I went to a couple of the...
Oh, no.
yeah. A couple.
No,
of them.
I know. Okay.
I didn't
so
go
there
marketing.
Are two more. There are two more Aerosmith songs, and you know that they're off of Toys in the Attic.
Yeah, and there's
so
two more on the list. So I'm, if it's not the two on the list, then I don't know. So then I got to go searching more. So hopefully they're the two on the list.
Pick one.
Let me tell you what they are. All right.
Just pick one.
So, rock.
Nope.
All right. The other one is Draw the Line.
Nope.
That's all I got.
Well,
it's
obviously
literally
they're
only
not
shown three. I don't know.
I can't hear you.
I know. I just put you on speakerphone. Okay, so I don't know why it's not telling me every. All it has is related articles. All right, hold on. Background track listing. Oh, here we go. Walk This Way.
Nope.
Really? Round and Round?
Nope. How about I'll just play it, and then we'll
Uncle
just...
Uncle Saul Glue?
Already played that.
I've never heard any song. I've never...
It's on?
No, do you want me to look?
I'll look.
Okay. It's easier for you. You're on a computer. I gotta, like, do things.
1976. Get
that
the
might
let
have been
out.
On the first one.
It might have been on the first one.
Because we didn't, I didn't look at all the first ones on.
So that was probably it. The other song is probably on that one, too. Anyway, that was Get the Lead Out, a deep cut from the
Hold
first
on.
Album.
No. Now I need to see. All right, title, let me go back. Toys in the Attic, no. All right, so Aerosmith number one. This is track listing. No, that's not on it either. What's it called again?
It's on Rocks. It's on Rocks. It's an Aerosmith Rocks.
Oh.
So
yeah.
Anyway, today the New Jersey ratified the Bill of Rights. Bill of Rights to become the first state to do so.
Woohoo! Go Jersey!
Yes, they ratified the Bill of Rights. By
what does
the
that
declaration.
Mean? What is ratified? Is that good?
They just made some editing on it today in 1789.
Good for Jersey. Always making new waves. See? Yeah. We're ratifying shit left and right, you know?
Yeah. And Kennedy announced fair housing legislation, which Donald Trump is probably going to try to undo.
No, Obama didn't do it, so he don't care.
Oh, yeah, right. But now, you know, Ivanka, now she used the government server for her private emails, and everybody's like, so, And it's like, no.
Really?
No.
You know what? Honestly, can I just send a message like to the four people that might be listening to this? Don't even let yourself get wrapped up. I mean, we talk about whatever happens and is talking about it, but like this whole shit, like now, like you said, this girl, if she really did do that, and everyone's like, just, I don't follow the news. That's why I'm like, I don't know. But like, if that is really is the case, that is clearly just a part of this whole divide. So just don't even be a part of it. Just be like, that's nice, and move on. Don't have an opinion. Don't fight with your friends and family. If they want to fight with you, then be like, I'm sorry, I can't deal with you anymore. And just cut them off. Because there's no reason to
I wonder how many fights, I really do. I wonder how many fights this Thanksgiving are going to be politics. Like, it's
oh
a good
my
rule.
Oh, God, imagine.
Just not say, just don't say anything. Just
don't
say
about
anything.
Religion or politics. That's always been a rule. And there's a rule, that's a rule for a reason. Because people can, like, that, it could ruin friendships. It could ruin family members. It could ruin a lot of things because you know, there's certain values that come along with believing in what you believe in. And when you see somebody and you're like, wow, you like think that way, as much as you love them, it interferes and there's no need to, like, you don't need to talk about it. And my sense is, don't even care. If you want to be that much of a part of it, then that's fine, but I don't need to have you in my life. Like, I will gladly, not gladly, because it hurts and it sucks, but to the point of, like, no, you're just a part of the system that is trying to divide people. And I don't want no part of that. If you could disagree with me and we could still hang out and never talk about it, me and one of my good friends that I'm in Jersey that I hung out with, she disagrees with me on everything, but you would never know it. Because we just don't. And we say that, she says to me, she's like, I see some of the things you post, and what I do is I just ignore it. And that's what you do. I see, oh, she doesn't post many things. I don't even post, I post jokes. Like, I don't post anything major because I like to take a lighthearted side of the situation. But like other people, even then, like, even other people, I've had other people on my, that I'm good friends with and who I don't want to lose, but they never, I don't know, you just respect and just not respect. You don't even have to respect it. Just ignore it. Like, I don't agree with that. Just ignore it.
Yeah, ignore it,
no,
because you know that your mother-in-law or some cranky old person is going to be saying Trump is so good. And you're going to want to throw the turkey at them and some stuffing and some mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
And
then you're
going to
ruin all that good food. And the dog's going to eat it and the dog's going to be like, here.
You're not supposed to give your dog turkey skin. The dog is not supposed to have turkey skin.
Oh, so. I know. There was one time I brought my dog over to my grandmother's house for Thanksgiving, and everyone loved Chloe. That was my boxer. And I brought her over, and everyone was giving her turkey. Oh, man. The next morning when I walked home from work, it was not a pleasant experience. That's all I got to say. Don't give your dog turkey.
Don't give your dog.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
So it looks like.
All right, four. No, six. No, five.
Which one?
Five.
Number five.
Number five. Is alive.
All right, are you ready? Here we go.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
by Soundgarden called Rusty Cage. And that was...
Oh, I like Soundgarden.
I put that on there to try to trick Santori.
Black Hole Sun. If you know Soundgarden, you know Black Hole. Oh my god,
but
that
this
song.
This is called
But that's
Rusty
the only Black
Cage.
Hole song I really know is Black
it's
Hole Sun.
Rusty. That is Rusty Cage by Sound. Not a bad song, right?
Sure.
But that was there just to stump Santori, who's not here tonight. And so he's going to get to miss the season finale of his show. And we will be back, though, at the beginning of the year. We got one more Aerosmith song, one more Name That Tune. Have you been thinking of any Stay or Goes?
Oh, yeah, I had one. Hold on, let me see if it's appropriate, but there's, I needed more people. Hold on. Let me see what I wrote down.
You don't need more people.
I need my little notepad on my...
You got one person, so here we go.
Should I stay or should I go now?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Should I stay?
Okay, so Stay or Go is basically a segment where you just basically say, put yourself in a, put somebody else in a situation and see what they could deal with or live with, or whether then they'd be like, bye, or hey, okay, I could work with this. All right, so you meet a girl, you hang out a few times, you're digging her, you're cool, everything's fine, and she tells you, okay, well, there's something I haven't told you. And I feel like this is the right time to tell you. And it's that I'm like Amish, and I'm like one of those people that have like come out, like, you know how Amish, there's like the reality shows where they like come out into the real world for like 90 days or whatever they do. And then she's like, but I've been out here for the amount of time and it's coming to an end. But I decided that I want to be Amish with me. Would you stay or would you?
Or Amish. Or Amish, too.
Amish. I whatever.
Amish, Amish, say potato, patudo.
Amish? Yeah, you're right. It's so Amish. I'm sorry. Amish. That's the way Danielle says it. Anyway,
hey, Mish.
Amish.
How you doing, Mish? Hey, Mish.
How you doing, so
Mish?
So would you be like, all right.
Get off the bus.
No, and,
Hey, Mish. Hey,
now,
Mish,
mind
you, dropped your keys, Mish. Hey, Mish. You dropped your sandwich, Mish. Hey, Mish. You forgot your change, Mish. Hey, Mish.
All right.
So she's an Amish girl, and she wants to go back to an Amish world. She's living
and it's gonna be within,
in
like,
an Amish world.
And it's going to be within, like, 2 weeks. Within 2 weeks, you have to decide. Like,
and
you have
to
decide. You have
to
move your whole entire life. She wants to go back to Amishville.
Amishville. is that what you call it? Amishville?
Yeah, it's Amishville. It's a little Amishville thing. So she wants to go back home to Amishville.
Because if they don't book come, they get like written off by their families. So she's explored the real world. She's seen it, but she wants a real world boyfriend. But she just, because she doesn't like the Amish guy.
Listen,
she's like, I don't want to be with
if you're
Amish guy.
If you're Amish, there's no electricity. There's no bones. There's no nothing. No.
Exactly.
You
would have to give up everything to be Amish.
Well, you know, if she's hot and I really like her,
fuck this shit, I'm out. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
How about you?
But I can't get on my phone and be on Facebook.
If he's Amish, right? Say he's Amish.
Uh-huh.
He's an Amish. He's a mission throw.
I would consider it. I didn't even think of that. The reverse signal. But, like, honestly, that might be kind of interesting. Like, with me being how I live my life, it's all about new experiences. So, like, and there's a lot of the society that we live in that I don't like, and they have a lot of simpler life. And it would be harder in a way to adjust, for sure. But, like, I would be kind of being like, because I could probably get, because I'm not, like, related to anybody, so I would kind of see it like, all right, you know, but, like, the thing is, the way I set it up is like you've only been on like 3 dates with this person and you have to decide in a week. There's no way after 3 dates in a week I could be like, oh, I'm gonna give up my whole entire life for you.
You wouldn't be with Amish hunky Amish guy because
it was
you're not
just,
gonna
it's
give
too
up
soon. No, it's no
three
if those months.
Soon.
If we were together for like 3 months. And like I established,
you would really
I
give
loved
up.
Him. I would
you
do
would
it. I would try. I would do it if I really loved him, and if I was with them for more than a week or 3 days. If I was with him for 3 months, and I established that I love this person, I would be like, all right, I'll give it a go. Honestly, I would. Like I can give up everything. Like I feel like a lot of this is hindering the like. Relationships with people. So
I feel like it's the electricity missing. It's the no lights missing. It's
yeah, but
the
they're
constant
still living.
Farming.
They're still surviving. They're not
yeah,
hurting
you're working.
In any way.
It's like what a shitty ass lifestyle. Like you know.
It would be like I said. I would try it. Like I said, I wouldn't be related, so like I would have no one to worry about. I wouldn't have to worry about anyone shunning me for life. I would go there, give it a shot. If I'm like, hey, dude, this isn't for me, I'd be out. Like, I have the option of leaving, but this person doesn't want to be alienated from his family because that's what they do. If you decide to be on the outside world, they're like, all right, well, you're done. So, like, this person doesn't want that, but that's not my connection to it. My connection is that person. So if I decide... If I live it, I'm like, okay, I'll give it a shot for, you know, whatever. And
hey,
after
Mish,
a year, I'm
hey,
like,
Mish,
I hate
you
this.
You got no bars. Hey, Mish, you can't use your phone here in this Amish community. Hey, Mish. Hey, Mish. Don't call her. That,
should I stay or should I go now?
So what we're going to do is we're going to do one more Name That Tune. We're going to close out our season finale, and then we're going to end the show with the last Aerosmith song. So let's get to it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Name That Tune.
I think you should know this one. Are you ready, Jolene?
We'll see. Yeah, I'm ready.
Here we go.
Oh, turn the beat around. Was that Gloria Estefan?
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
think you've gotten both. No, I think that might be the first time you
I
ever
think that's
got
the first
the name,
time.
The name of the artist. You heard it here first, folks. The name of the artist is Zen.
And the actual, like, wow. But that's his song. Like I said, I grew up listening to that song. So that was an easy one for me.
Oh, you did?
Like, oh, yeah. So listen, I remember every morning before I used to get ready for work in the 80s. So I was like, we're 79, so we grew up in the 80s. We were young, but we still grew up listening to it. I remember getting ready in the morning in grammar school. You know, my mom listening to fucking Z100, which is, you know, whatever, it's been around forever. And, like, listening to all these 80s songs. Like, so, yeah. And I was very into the whole top 40s. So I know all the top 40s. The obscure stuff, when I was younger, I don't know much of. But as I got older, that's when I was starting to get into different genres. But most of it's, like, it's not what Mike listens to. So that's why I don't know most of that. But, like, rock, alternative, and punk is what I listen to mostly. And top 40. Top 40, rock, punk, alternative. That was my jam. Mostly alternative, punk, and top 40.
All right.
And that
well,
was definitely
good.
Top 40 at that time.
Well, congratulations, Jolene. For,
yay!
On the,
my first full score. I'm so proud of
you. And the last show of the year.
I know. At least I ended the season. We ended the season with me actually playing. First of all, I never even played this game. But I actually played it with it wasn't specific just for me. And I won it. So that's a good season finale. No one expected that. Not
that
even me.
That is a good season finale. All right. Well, looks like we're coming to the end.
Well, guys, it's been a fun time, and I hope everyone has an awesome holiday season, no matter what you celebrate, what you do. If you don't celebrate shit, enjoy your time off anyway, because I'm sure you'll get it with your job. If you don't work, enjoy your times off. You know, regardless, just have some fun, be with some friends, chill by yourself, do whatever the fuck makes you happy this holiday season, and we will see you again in 2019.
Bitches.
What the
wow.
hell?
2019. Jolene with her first. And speaking of 2019, we're going to bring back the tradition of our New Year's extravaganza, TGTS. We're going to be doing a lot of cool stuff with that. The greatest talk show, the greatest of the greatest, will be coming on Wednesday. And December 12th, the IWC returns. I'll be calling all the action, IWC Rising. And
by the way, Jolene's birthday is December 19th.
December 19th is Jolene's birthday. If you want to send her money, you can.
I wasn't saying
but yeah,
that.
So there's a lot of cool stuff coming tomorrow. Tomorrow, I don't know. There might be something. There might not. Just stay tuned. Thursday, you know, Fatal 4-Way Radio because it's Thanksgiving. Friday, maybe no Joe Bates. So this might be the last show
holiday
of the week.
It is a
holiday weekend. So we here at the World Generation Podcast Network and Facing Tuesday and TGTS want to wish you and yours a very happy holiday, happy Thanksgiving, and don't stuff out on turkey, and you don't need to. If somebody talks about politics, just go in the other room. Go take a piss. Ignore
the subject.
Just,
yeah.
Or you just
talk
shove
about
your
happy
face
things
in.
Instead. Talk about
the
a
turkey.
Cat video that you saw. Cat videos or dog videos, whatever you're into. That always works. Look at this cute cat
make
video
sure the,
I saw.
And make sure the cat video is the one where the cat looks like Donald Trump. That would totally work out in your favor. All right. So one last Aerosmith song. And I it might be off the Rock album, but we're going to close with this. It was fun doing Aerosmith. We finally got to do it. And so, like
yeah.
I said, thank you guys for joining us. What a great season it's been. hopefully when we come back, Santori will be back, the doctor will be back, and everybody will be back for a new season of Facing Tuesday coming in the first of the year. So I'm Hollywood Tony P. For Jolene, the Dr. Mike, and everybody from the World Generation Podcast Network, we are out of here. We'll see you guys on the 2019.
been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.